We're in Simon Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, the halachas of Erev Tavshilin. We're up to Siv Hey, and we'll be doing Hey and Vav. Tavshil Ze Sha'amru, this Tavshil that you're using for Erev Tavshilin doesn't have to be cooked. Afilu Tzli, even if it's roasted. Afilu Shaluk, even if it's well boiled. Afilu Kavush, even if it was soaked. Something that was pickled, for example. O mu'ushan, or something smoked. Afilu min dogim ktanem shedichem b'mayim chamim v'adachosan hu bishulam la'achila, hareze somach aleihem. There are these little fish that are mentioned back in Shin Yud Ches and the halachas of Bishul, where they don't become royal achila until you rinse them in hot water, and then you drink them. Then you eat them. So you don't boil them, you don't cook them, you just pour hot water over them. That's enough for Erev Tavshilin. V'chein somach al tapuchim v'ushalim, and the Ramah adds v'adin shar peres v'ushalim, cooked apples. These are things that people eat with pas, even though they're nechol chai, they didn't need bishul. Nevertheless, once you cook them, that's considered preparing for Shabbos. V'aldogim ktanim shebishlan, and also small fish that are nechol chai, them too. Now, it says kavush, but not b'maliach. That means if you only salted something, that is not enough. So that means that herring that was only salted, you could not use. Pickled herring, you could use. Now, kfisha is for 24 hours, whereas if it's in something strong, then it would be as the shear is, the amount of time that it would take for that food to start getting hot enough. To start boiling, if you put it on the fire. In all cases, it has to be edible. So no matter what it is that you did to it, it's clear that you cannot make an Erev Tavshilin with something inedible. Sivav, somech me'erev yontif afilu al adashim shebeshulei kedera, v'chein al shamnune shenidbak v'sak in the giro, v'shiesh bo kazayis. If you have a kazayis on the bottom of the pot, but it's edible, or even that is stuck on a knife and you scraped it off, that is enough. Now, what is the chiddush here? Even though it's left over without any kavana whatsoever, and I would say it's bottled to the knife into the pot, the halach is you can use it. Now, the poskim say that this is only a bidiyevet, not lachatchila. Why not? So there are two deis. Some say because of bizui mitzvah, you don't use the leftover scraps of food. Others say that your kavana was shalol l'shem eruv. It wasn't cooked for the sake of Erev Tavshilin. You just happened to have had it. Now, the nafkamina is there a lachatchila to take something that you did l'shem Erev? Means l'moshel pas. So if someone's baking their own challah, fine, so you use that. But if you're buying challah, lav dafka that it was made for the sake of Erev Tavshilin. It would be that better, therefore, to use something you baked yourself and knew that you had an Erev Tavshilin. The same thing with cooking. To buy something that was cooked, it was ready-made, but not made l'shem Erev, would not be as l'chatchila as cooking something now l'shem Erev.